Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
This is the wonderful thing about podcasting live. Mikey's just gone to run to get something from his car.
Mikey's literally running to get something from his car. He'll be back in 20 minutes. I have no idea how far away he parks.
After he picks up his parking ticket, has a little rage.
Too close to the bone. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Oh, do you want to let the listeners know?
Hi, Doc, how you going?
Good Morgan.
Really excited about today, really excited.
I know, this was your request. This was your dream. It's your dream.
As if there wasn't enough talking on the breakfast show, as it is, the talk box!
Yes, that's right. Woo-hoo. We need more talking. Fulfiller of dreams, Kirsten, you know. You ask, I give.
Do tell.
Okay, so it's a box. It's like it looks like one of those guitar floor pedals. Yeah. And it has an on-off button.
Yeah.
And so your guitar goes into it, and then either it can come out of it and go to your amplifier, or when you hit the switch, it comes out of it in a plastic clear tube into your mouth.
So it's just a tube, a plastic clear tube.
Yeah, that goes into your mouth and then out of your mouth into a microphone.
So how does the plastic work? This is what fascinates me. Plastic, it's not like there's a current going through the plastic, is it?
No, it's like the sort of pre-amplified sound comes through it, and then your mouth is the amplifier.
What are you talking about?
I know, right? And so then you can try to do the sounds. You can go ah, or
ah,
o, or e. And then your guitar sounds like it's going ah or o or e.
But how's that? So how big is this tube? Is it like a clarinet size width? Or
no.
A cigarette?
A little bigger than a cigarette. Maybe two.
A cigar?
Yes, it's a cigar.
So it's quite a mouthful. You're really chewing on it. So.
I worry about the clearness because of the moisture.
But at least you can see things.
I would worry about the clarity of the moisture visuals, but. But I don't know if you've ever been in band class with those brass players emptying their...
No, I've been in a sauna with a window, though.
I don't know what happens when people empty their vocoder. So it's the opposite... Sorry, voice box. It's the opposite of the vocoder, because this is your mouth humanizing your instrument.
That's amazing.
Yeah, whereas the vocoder was... you computerizing your voice.
A synthesized reproduction of your voice, sort of.
Yeah, whereas this is your mouth sort of helping the guitar sound human. You can use it with other instruments, like one of the earliest uses in the 1930s, they were using it with steel guitar. They used it in big band and country music. What?
I didn't know.
Really?
I know, right? And
or maybe they did, because I suppose it's not too dissimilar to, what's the thing you put on the front of a trumpet, a mute?
Mute.
Maybe.
Well, then, 30s and 40s, I don't know if y'all know, big eras for novelty songs.
Yep.
And so then they'd use it for like children's album. Or, you know, I think you were playing like Tommy the Train the other week.
Sparky and the Talking Train.
Yep. Yes, I was close. So,
hello,
you know,
Sparky.
You know, so, you know, good for that sort of novelty.
If I'm not mistaken, the very first one, a children's story that used it was called Wizard the Aeroplane.
You could be right.
I believe I have a copy of that.
You could be right. Yeah. So,
I was quite obsessed by those ones.
How about Wizard?
But his voice was creepy. It's like, Wizard, hello, kids. It's like, no, it's Wizard. It's like Wizard, like from a Danzig album or something. But you know.
Well, you know, stuff of nightmares, children's album. So I want to play. Now, the other thing is it's associated with rock, whereas vocoder is associated with electro. But we're not going to play all rock today.
All right.
We're going to play one of the classics.
You're unpredictable, aren't you?
I know. I'm going to... Well, actually, no, because this is my favorite song. So we're going to play some Zap.
Awesome. Wow.
If you can do that thing with your car where it bounces while you're driving and cranking it up.
This sounds like the Star Wars droids. Ironically.
La, la, la. hope your booties are moving.
What is it about that sound that sounds quite getting jiggy, doesn't it?
So now he's putting a synth through it, not a guitar.
But it's still, but so the, even a synth is still working with the just the opening and closing of the plastic tube.
Yeah.
Is it air that does it? It must be air. Or the
well,
the resonance
air.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's something that's sort of channeled, but the way it's coming out is coming out through your mouth going, oh, ah, and he's almost getting words. Most of his words
so,
you can understand.
So the sound itself comes out of your mouth, so you put a microphone
yes.
to your mouth.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe yes. Yeah, yeah, okay, yes. All right, okay. Oh, that's it, mate, okay, I can't, yeah, yeah, yeah. Here we go. Why would you have been a musician and not have this instrument? Seriously.
These two chords.
Although, if you imagine band practice, they'd just be mucking around with that the whole time. Hey, what are you doing?
And you know what? You know how we usually say less is more? I don't think so with this.
No, bring it on. Put more on. Double it up. Triple it up. All right, what else we got there?
Now, this guy did so well with his... He had a lot of tracks like this. He did a Heard It Through the Grapevine cover. And he reappeared in 1995 on Tupac's California Love. They brought out this guy.
Is this the guy?
Yeah, they brought him out.
That guy.
Because he's so classic. He's so classic. He's the icon for the sort of electro funk. Okay, so our right. next track, we're changing it up. We're doing some sludge metal. Or groove metal, I heard it called too. We're doing Black Label Society.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Records for sale in here as well.
Everything we've played here today is not on purchase.
I haven't heard a lot of this in metal, to be honest. You hear a little bit in the odd screaming solo from some virtuosos, but not, you know.
Well, apparently Tool, Alice in Chains,
yeah, Tool,
Metallica have used it. Oh, yeah.
And then we get to the bit where you're trying to sound angry.
Well, and so people know some of the classics. It was 1974 Frampton.
But that was, by the way, that was Black Label Society. Fire yes. it up. Yeah.
And the other classic, Joe Walsh, 1973. What's Rocky that? Mountain.
Oh, I'm not that familiar with that.
Joe Walsh has got a great voice. I just love his voice. It's so iconic, his timbre. Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion. Nazar,
beautiful. That's Hair one of my favorite ones. That's one of my very favorite ones. Sweet
Pink Floyd.
One of my favorite songs.
Oh, no, you like Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't? You're lying if you don't like that song. And if you don't like it, so then you need to be careful because it means people can use that as a weapon against you.
We just got a text in saying that the Fast Crew used it a lot as well.
Oh, did they? North Shore Hip Hop. Represent. Yeah.
It was a very weak per then.
Peek the mic out, actually.
I am.
Rage Against the Machine, Wake Up. Right. I don't remember hearing it on it, but apparently it is.
Wake up.
We'll have to revisit that. So our last track is Kool Keith.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Octagon, he's also known as. Well,
what is that one?
Black Elvis as well.
Is he?
I think he's calling himself Black Elvis on this album.
Okay, he's a really interesting, amazing artist.
He's an interesting artist, and the lyric is, all the girls know his name. Yeah.
Tallahassee,
apparently. Master of the game. Nothing, there's nothing negative about that sound, isn't it? It's awesome. Back again. Here we go
with the flow. Get there. Even the whining sounds good to it. The high, I like it. With the quickness, y'all need to wear this down to the side. Y'all mind y'all business. Exercise like physical fitness. Ride through, I glide through. Bass pump to the trunks inside you. We move it quickly. Rap style swift beat, Cadillac rolling. Neck full of golden. Crafty good in lead. It's good in the chorus.
He's multi-layered, isn't he?
Yep.
Where do we get one from? I want to get one. How much?
You can make them with equipment from a hardware store.
How much? Like, what for? Like, what sort of cost?
Well, if you make it from a hardware store, you can probably do it for $40.
We can make a house from a hardware store for a bit more than $40, but you know.
Well, I think your average
anyone,
guitar...
Anyone who's built an adequate and safe and compliant deck is going to know that.
Your guitar pedal sort of price?
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Hungry will know that. Where's Big Hun?
Oi, Hungry.
You're probably going to find an app for it anyway, I bet.
Hungry, you around? How much do you reckon that the components for a talk box would cost for you to make?
Well, you can actually make one out of a small, like, portable amplifier, and then you just get, like, a funnel, chuck that on there, but a garden hose. You're looking at $60.
Yeah.
You weren't far off.
Do you feel like I suppose? Exactly, yeah.
Do you feel all right now?
I think we've changed the face of New Zealand music after this point. This is a turning point in history. Every New Zealand band's taking it on.
I'll give someone $60 right now for one.
Yeah, well, my daughter works at Bunnings Warehouse, so
if anyone's got one and they can come down to St. Kevin's Arcade, I'll give you $60 for one right now.
Oh my goodness. Somebody just texted in, imagine throwing a bit of helium in the mix with this.
Beautiful.
I don't know, things with helium, you get into it and then you get into it and then you're a little bit lightheaded after a while.
That's good too.
It says not supposed to do that, you know. And I'm not sure who made that rule up, but you're not supposed to do that there.
Is it the same as nitrous? Does it kill your brain
cells?
Does what?
Helium.
Helium.
What is it? What?
Oh, never mind.
Well, not having proper oxygen.
What?
I think not getting the full oxygen.
Yeah, that's true.
Would do damage anyway. So we're going to... next week, do not tune in because I'm doing one of the worst instruments ever.
I love it.
I hate it.
What is it?
Bagpipe.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know how many New Zealanders bagpipe?
Oh, sorry. It's wonderful.
No, I'm just saying. Bagpiping is rife in this country.
I know. Rife. But you know what? The tracks we're going to play, it sounds good on. So I'm going to.
Are we going to play that one by Slade that goes, see the chameleon lying there in the sun? Oh, thanks.
So I'm going to qualify. I don't normally like it, but when it's done right, it can sound good.
Don't
tune in.
What about the people that live next door to people who are learning to bagpipe?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? I'm a 5-year-old. It's just picking up.
So yeah, tune in next week for that. That's going to be great. Thank you there.
All right.
Have a wonderful weekend.
I will.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.